We're in Luke chapter 2 today, a passage that many people know regarding the birth of Christ. I'm going to start reading in verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Little did Augustus Caesar know that when he called for a census, he was actually providing the circumstances that would allow Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You see, back in the Old Testament book of Malachi, the city of Bethlehem had been pinpointed as the city of Messiah. But at the same time, Joseph and Mary were actually living in Nazareth. In order for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled, and for Jesus to be clearly identified as Messiah, Mary had to be in Bethlehem in pretty short order for the prophecy to be accurate. And of course, it happened exactly the way it was supposed to happen. Either God looked down through the centuries and knew that Caesar would take that census, or he actually arranged for it to happen. And if you look through the pages of the Bible carefully, you'll see that God often, without interfering with personal liberty, choreographs circumstances to accomplish his plan. Now, here's what's really interesting about the census. When a king or an emperor takes a census, he's essentially taking inventory. He's trying to figure out exactly what he owns. The Roman Empire was a collection of conquered nations, people who had been subjugated by the armies of Rome. By the very act of taking a census, Augustus is asserting his ownership of the empire. He's requiring his subjects to answer to his government. And in that very act, he creates a situation in which the real King of Kings walks onto the world platform. The rightful owner of the planet, the Creator himself, is born in Bethlehem because a worldly government is asserting its power over planet Earth. I don't want you to miss the importance of Rome in the story of Jesus. It was really a servant of the Roman Empire, Herod, who demanded the destruction of male babies under the age of 2. It was a Roman court that ultimately condemned Jesus to the cross. Jesus was born under the shadow of Roman power, but it was precisely that same power that played into Bible prophecy and made it happen the way God said it would. Now, the lesson for us is simple. We can set any path we want in life. We can assert ownership. We can pretend we are masters of the universe. But in the end, nothing's going to stop God's plan to establish the kingdom that will never be destroyed. In Daniel chapter 2, there's a statue that represents world empires, and it's crushed and blown away to make room for the kingdom of Christ. This is a foregone conclusion, and for the life of me, I can't figure out why anybody would choose not to be a part of a kingdom so obviously designed for our well-being. Today's story only goes to prove that God is determined to complete His plan for us. We might not know exactly what the road looks like from here to the kingdom, but we do know exactly where it ends. No matter what happens in your life today, God will still accomplish His purpose. In the words of the Bible, He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. And that's why people who know God's plan intimately and trust Him to execute it have found a much better way to live.